Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, where we're all about mastering our emotions, taking control of our lives, and becoming the best versions of ourselves. Today, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for navigating relationships, work, and basically every aspect of life. Mindful communication and conflict resolution. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in conversations? You know, those tense exchanges where words can cut deeper than a butter knife. Well, fret no more. Because mastering the art of mindful communication isn't about avoiding conflict altogether, it's about approaching it with intention, understanding, and a whole lot of emotional intelligence. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a communication ninja, capable of diffusing even the most explosive situations. First things first, active listening is your secret weapon. It's not just about hearing the words. It's about truly understanding the speaker's message, emotions, and intentions. Try reflecting back what you hear to ensure you're on the same page. Think of it like a verbal mirror. Reflect the feelings and thoughts back to them to show you're paying attention and genuinely trying to understand. Second, choose your words wisely. Think before you speak. Avoid accusatory language or generalizations that can escalate things. Instead, use their statements to express your own feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying "you always interrupt me," try "I feel frustrated when I'm interrupted because I want to fully express my thoughts." See the difference? Third, practice empathy. This is huge. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, people often act out of fear, insecurity, or a need for validation. By showing empathy, you can build bridges and escalate tension. Fourth, take a pause when needed. Don't react impulsively in heated moments. Take a deep breath, count to 10, or even step away for a few minutes to collect your thoughts. This prevents you from saying something you might regret later. Remember, it's okay to take a time out. It shows emotional maturity and self-awareness. And lastly, focus on finding solutions. Once things have calmed down, shift the conversation towards collaborative problem solving. Brainstorm together, listen to each other's ideas, and work towards a mutually agreeable outcome. Remember, conflict doesn't have to be destructive. It can be an opportunity for growth and understanding. Now, let me paint you a picture of a classic communication breakdown. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner. Everything is going smoothly until the topic of household chores comes up. Your partner throws out a comment about how you never seem to help around here. Then, the tension rises like a pressure cooker about to explode. Instead of reacting defensively or launching into a blame game, imagine taking a deep breath, saying something like, "I understand you're feeling frustrated about the chores. Can we talk about this calmly?" By acknowledging the feelings and setting a more constructive tone, you've already diffused some of that explosive tension. Then, focus on finding solutions together. Maybe create a chore chart, agree on a specific division of labor, or even explore hiring a cleaning service to lighten the load. The key takeaway here is that mindful communication isn't about winning arguments. It's about fostering understanding and building stronger relationships. Remember, every interaction is an opportunity for growth. So, my friends, go out there and practice these skills. Engage in conversations with intention, listen actively, choose your words carefully, and always strive for solutions that benefit everyone involved. You got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use some communication wisdom. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, and join the conversation on social media using #TheBalancedStoic. Until next time, stay balanced, stay stoic, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.